Good morning, people of God. Welcome to the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Greece Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Our lesson for this morning comes from Matthew chapter 8. When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. This is God's word. In our lesson for today, we find sincere faith found in an unexpected person. The man was a centurion, a captain of 100 men, likely of the Roman garrison in the city. It's hard for us to imagine how many Jewish sensibilities he offended. According to Jewish standards, he was a pork-eating, clean-shaven, uncircumcised heathen. Although he may have looked like a heathen to some, it didn't mean that he was one. In his heart was a joyful and fervent faith in Jesus. The man demonstrates real fruits of faith. See the compassion and concern he had for his servant, and the humility in which he approached Jesus. We also know from the parallel account in the Gospel of Luke that he had built a synagogue for the Jews. So perhaps he was a faithful hearer of the word. But we sometimes think that there is an ideal candidate for who is a Christian. However, there is no such thing as a cookie-cutter Christian. The centurion serves as a great example. By all outward standards, he was someone who would not be a Christian. But the truth is, we are all by nature unworthy before God. When the centurion said that he was unworthy to have Jesus come under his roof, he was confessing the biblical truth that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The man acknowledged that he was a sinner who deserved nothing but God's wrath and punishment. But the man also trusted in Jesus. Even though he knew he was a sinner, he also knew that Jesus was a greater Savior who could and would help him. He only needed Jesus' word. His word alone could heal the centurion's servant. And what does Jesus say? "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith." The interaction between the centurion and Jesus is a great comfort for all people. Despite our background or the sins that stain our past, that does not disqualify us from Jesus' forgiveness and help. In fact, that's exactly what qualifies us. Our Lord says, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Our Lord Jesus has compassion on those who are in need of saving, which is all of us. He knew that we were stuck in our sin. He came to make the unworthy worthy before God by laying down his life to pay for the sins of the whole world, yours and mine. He came to give us hope beyond this world of sin and death. He came to give us the gift of heaven through faith in him. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus said again, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Our Savior's death on the cross assures us that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us, so that all people from east to west are invited to recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through faith in Jesus. No matter who you are or the things you have done, you are not beyond God's forgiveness. Jesus paid for the sins of the world, and that includes you. And now he gladly invites you. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouksten, the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.